It's okay, Dylan. Daddy is running late, but he's gonna be here soon.
Do you mind?
I am terribly sorry. My son just doesn't do well in loud environments.
It wasn't loud until you two sat down. I need to see the manager.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, it's okay, baby. We're gonna get the chicken fingers that you like, the way they're here, you know? It's your special night.
Mr. Ginkle, is there a problem?
There certainly is. We are trying to enjoy our meal, and we can't because that woman and her son are making all that racket.
Sorry about that.
Not as sorry as you're going to be if you don't move them to another table.
Very well, Mr. Ginkle. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to move you to a different table.
But I reserved this table specifically for my son. He's autistic and needs the corner table to keep him calm and relaxed. Just give him a few minutes to adjust and I'll quiet right down.
Apologies, but we don't offer that option tonight. On your feet.
Hey, we're gonna get up and move tables, okay?
Well, here we are.
This isn't going to work.
Well, your other option is to dine elsewhere.
Why do we have to sit here?
Take a guess.
He's only acting that way because you brought us here where it's loud and busy.
Sure.
Autistic children require a specific environment to stay calm. That is why I reserved that table special.
Well, you should have thought of that when you and your son disrupted Mr. Ginkle's dinner. You see, Mr. Ginkle is a very important customer in our restaurant.
I didn't let him disrupt his dinner. I was working on soothing him when you moved us.
Well, maybe it's not the noise or the table. It's your inability to control your son.
Fine. My husband will be joining us, but he's running late.
Cool. I'll make sure he finds your table.
Hey.
Get them in and out of here as soon as possible.
And I mean it. Evening, here are your menus.
Thank you. We're gonna wait for my husband before we order.
Look, can you just order now? The quicker I get you both out of here, the less my boss is gonna ride me.
Excuse me? Sure, let me just look at the menu.
You believe this? Kind of a mother lets her son behave that way.
Agreed. It's very rude.
I mean, if you can't keep your kid quiet, why would you bring him to a place like this?
Selfish. It's very selfish.
Dylan, it's okay. Shh.
Miss? If you can't control your child, I'm gonna have you removed from the restaurant.
I'm trying, I...
Try harder! Thank you. And if he acts up again, I'm kicking you out of here.
Looks like the iPad's a better mother than she is.
That's for sure.
So, we ready or?
We are. My son is looking forward to the chicken fingers on a hamburger bun with honey mustard and lettuce.
Yeah, we don't do custom orders here like that.
We've had it before. I called earlier and asked if it was okay.
Are you calling me a liar?
What? No, not at all. That's the only way Dylan will eat the chicken fingers, and because of his autism, he has a very specific and narrow
diet. Is there another problem over here?
No,
yes, there is. She's calling me a liar.
All right, that's it. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. I will not have... of customers belittling our staff.
I am not belittling him. I am only saying that I called earlier about a custom meal and I was told that it wasn't a problem.
I've heard enough. I want you to leave right now. Ever since your son arrived here, we've been nothing but trouble.
Trouble? I only wanted to take my son to a nice restaurant for his 10th birthday.
I don't want to hear anymore. I try to be nice to you, but I want you to leave right now. Deal with this. Mr. Dawkins!
There he is.
It's so nice to see you. So what do we owe this pleasure?
I'm here to celebrate, actually.
Oh, exciting. You know, it's not often we have our esteemed owner just dining with us.
I know. It's been too long since I've dropped in. But tonight is my son's birthday, and of all the restaurants I own, this one is his favorite.
Oh, that is so wonderful. But know this, we are so glad to have you here. Well, this is great. So, when can we expect to see your son?
He should already be here with his mother. I was running late and asked him to order for me, so.
Oh, no one told me.
Oh, yeah, my wife isn't one to make a big deal about it, so I'm sure she didn't mention who she was.